That's right.
I got a little brother who I guess I think he's the fifth too. We all think he's going to be the dumbest, but maybe he might turn out to be the smartest.
No, he's dumb. I promise. If he's the fifth child, he'd be the dumbest.
So you had before you, in front of you, you had
a little brother. I had one brother and three sisters before me.
What were their names, may I ask?
There's Burl Buttrell, which is BB we called him, and Julia McKinney now, and Julia Mabel, and then there's Mabel and Mildred. No, Mildred and Mabel. And then there's me, that made the fifth one. Then there's Dyke, Vesta, Otis, and Glenn. Nine kids.
So you were born here, right? But then y'all moved down to Elaine.
No. We were all born in Elaine. All nine of us.
Okay.
Mother didn't even have a child while she was in Louisiana, and that's the only time we'd left. And when we come up here, the baby was already born. Glenn.
Do you remember the riots in LA?
Mm-mm. No.
When were they?
That was 1918, something like that.
Yes, sir.
1819, something like
that. You weren't born then?
No. Uh-uh. I was born 24.
Okay.
But none of the kids in my family would remember.
Yes, sir. Well, can you tell me a little about your coming up in Elaine? You went to school there?
I started school in Elaine.
Tell me about the school you went to.
Oh, it was a real nice school. Well, we were poor then as a church house rat. But man, my mother believed in anybody getting a high school education at that house.
Yes.
And by George, you're gonna get it. No matter what, how many chores you had when you went in there again. Or a lamp light or whatever it was, we was people that had Delcos, and some of the very few that was in the country.
You had Delcos?
Well, we have had in my lifetime before I even started the school. And then we have had nothing but lamp lights, and them things didn't burn too well. We'd have to clean the chimney two or three times.
Really?
Hell yeah, to get our lessons.
What'd you burn in those things up?
Kerosene.
Well, folks call that.
Hmm.
Call that coal
oil. Coal oil. Yeah, coal oil.
Didn't like very well, did they?
Well, they burned enough you could see. They had good eyes. I guess all of us did. And that was one requirement at our house, was the old kids had to have a high school education. If you got any more education, I guess you got it on your own. I don't know. Well, some got more and some didn't.
Yes,
and I was one of them. As soon as I got out, World War II happened, and it was a fellow waiting on me.
Uncle Sam?
That's right.
The guy who points at you?
That's right.
Did you went to service then?
Mm-hmm.
You spent, may I ask how long in the service? You went through the whole war?
I went through World War II.
Yes.
Went in 1942 and got out in 1946.